listening. Thank you very much for the invitation to talk here tonight. First of all, thank you, Michael, for the introduction, but also foremost, Antje, for putting together this important evening and the next days. But I also really would like to thank Annika Kuhlmann and Katrin Klingern, Claudia Peters from the HKW. And I really also would like to mention Mariana Silva, who provided this animated GIF that we are seeing here in the back. It is a vulnerable and elaborative moment to be here, what it means to think in public with Harun Farrokhi, thinking together also with his friends, with his real family, Anna and Lara and Antje, with his cine families, with his allies, comrades, colleagues, travel companions, fans, students, silent and active admirers. My talk is called Farrokhi's Infinite Thoughts with Words and Images. I will talk about books which Harun gave me, we shared, that he referenced in lectures or that appear like living characters in his films. And that's the reason also why I conceived this presentation as more as a performative reading where the books appear as characters. I will talk about books in order to talk about something that I got very much interested in the work by Harun on geopolitics in relation to the image. And then also later on that might take us then to another topic that we have discussed a lot in various projects around the notion of labor at the end. The figure of the book turns into an active character and operative tool, like a war machine that moves below the laws of visual imperatives. Already in the words of the chairman from 1967, when female hands read from the Little Red Book by Lin Piao, which soon will transform into a weapon that flies and flies and flies. The book, which the female reader turned into a paper missile, carries a geopolitical potency of poetic quality that I would like to use as a point of departure and as a frame to board on Farrokhi's infinite flights with words and images. He said once in a text actually on music, the simple fact is that words are more convenient than images, more easily ordered according to rules, more easily communicated, and more easily altered, so that they have a production advantage over images. The paper missile flies and flies. It flies since 1967, and it still continues. Words in images act as if they're composed the weapon of theory, as the agricultural engineer and political leader, Amilcar Cabral, political leader of the independence movement in Guinea-Bissau in 1966, proposed us to think. So this weapon of theory crosses borders, time zones, and political systems. It might have surrounded the world already 10 times. The weapon of theory landed into the tomato soup of the Iranian royal couple Mohammad Reza Pahlavi and Farhad Pahlavi in Berlin during June 1967. It might have continued to fly into the glasses of champagne that the Bosnian-Serbian commander Ratko Mladic and the Dutch commander Karamans hold in their hands in Srebrenica in July 1995. It might have hit the golf car with George W. Bush and Hosni Mubarak in Sharm el-Sheikh in Egypt during June of 2003. It might have crashed Angela Merkel's smartphone while she was reading the Troika report during her stay in Athens in October 2013. And it might, or it would be good to have hit the policeman in New York who put Eric Garner in a choke hold in December 2014. One aspect that we have discussed a lot, and I really was interested also with regard, of course, by the work by Gigavertov Group, is the articulation through the means of production of images, but also with regard to the exhibition space, discuss and analyze the geopolitical implications inside of the image space, inside of the exhibition space. And he says, he writes in one issue of the Film Critique from January 1982, wir studieren den Krieg in Vietnam und gelangen in die USA. We study the war in Vietnam and we arrive in the United States. A lot of films, not only in that period, this is a very concrete kind of reference, and also the text that appears in this text doc from the freeway relates to the film Before Our Eyes, Vietnam, from 1982, but also other films, War at a Distance, from 2003, Images of the World and Inscription of War, from 1988, but also The Inextinguishable Fire, from 1969, are addressing these geopolitical implications into the image, the inscription of geopolitical or political geographies into the image space. And this is something that also appears in the installation series I, Machine 1-3 from 2001 and 2003. So words in images operate as if they are weapons with the ability to travel long distances. We find here a geopolitical dimension that operates in a manner as if words are able to constitute that weapon of theory. A geopoetics, perhaps, that declares solidarity of borders, borders that are not easily to cross, borders that separate struggles, revolutions, geographies, time zone, as well as images, sounds, and words. Speaking about books in the context of Farocki's cinematic thinking will allow me to touch upon entangled geographies, it's a term by Gabriele Hecht, as a global condition that emerges from a kind of a consequence of the global Cold War, where we can discuss and have to think geopolitics always along teletechnologies, technologies that connect or that separate geographies, that also is constituted by proxy conflicts, by military networks, by ideologized knowledge and marginalized knowledge. So this entangled geography is much larger than drawing a map. And in this kind of context, in these entangled geographies as we are living in today, I think to look at Harun's work, and I think I also will come like a certain kind of progress with regard to the means of technologies, is of utmost interest. And I have to say, this also was something that I deeply admired and enjoyed, and was really, to think with this, with Harun. So one of his favorite books, Antje was saying when we were spending a lot of time together, was Anna Seeger's Transit. It's a novel from 1941. It's a very interesting, I hope that this works, yes, okay. It's a story. Anna Seeger's an East German novelist. It's about a nameless male first-person narrator who arrives in Marseille after he escaped from Germany to France in the early 1940s. On his way to Marseille, he got caught in Rouen, in North France, where he was put into a forced labor camp from which he could escape to Marseille. In Marseille, he meets his friend Paul again, who had to go into exile from Germany too because he had written a book against Hitler. Transit reports about a German refugee who is in exile inside of Europe, whose visa application at the Mexican embassy fails over and over and over again, who tells us the stories of fellow refugees that have a transit permission but not yet a visa for the country of intention, or who have a visa already but not yet a transit permission for a country they have to pass on their way. Marseille turns into a place in this novel that falls into many geographies. We hear Germany, France, Portugal, Martinique, Mexico. Foremost, Marseille is a place of exile inside of Europe. And this novel by Anna Seeger also constitutes a film by a very good friend of Harun, Inge Mo Engström and in collaboration with Gerhard Theuring, they take the novel and as a kind of a roadmap, as a cartography to conceive the film Fluchtweg nach Marseille, Escape to Marseille, which also, and I mean, I think you know that Gerhard Theuring was a member of the core editorial team of the Filmkrieg Kooperative. And in their contribution for the film critique is a whole issue on this film. It speaks about the conditions of production of that film. To travel to Marseille in 1977, what does it mean to kind of activate and revisit a narrative from 1941 in the context of the Second World War, and how this could be translated into a cinematic space. So the means of the kind of activities and the kind of the instruments of self-reflexivity and also self-critique is elaborated in film critique in this issue from February 1978. And I just wanted to indicate and show this kind of correlation. Haroon himself was not deeply involved in this, but Anna Seger's Transit became one of his favorite books. So, if we currently speak about the militarization of the image, I have like these chapters and like directions and kind of perspectives. So I think that hope to frame and to complicate the geopolitical the image. If we currently speak about the militarization of the image in relation to algorithmic cultures that may take the form of drone technology or computer games, then the militarization of the image took place already in the photographic practice of a French conscript soldier who photographed 2,000 Algerian women without their veil, with the purpose to produce photographs for identity cards to register or to displace women, Algerian women, from their homes to villages de regroupement, villages of recruitment, which is the counter-revolutionary settlement program under the French colonial rule during the Algerian War of Independence in 1960. So this book appears as a main character, as a living character, almost like as a body in the film War at a Distance from 2003. The image, and with it the violence of the image, arrives delayed in the form of a book that appears as a main character in War at a Distance by Farocki. Haroon's right hand appears as if it turns its back against violence, against the camera, against the image-taking technology as a violating and colonizing machine, as Susan Sontag famously elaborated in the early 70s. I would like to argue here that Haroon's hand treats the photograph of the Algerian woman as an incurable image. The photograph of the French conscript soldier Marc Garanger is an incurable image. The expression of Haroon's hand does not analyze the image, nor does it try to cure or to care or to heal, to curate the photograph. But the photograph initiates an action. Here it is compelling to recall that the German term Handlung translates in English as action, contains the term Hand. Hand. In other words, the photograph does not ask for an analyst that wants to help, but the incurable image requires an active reader, an interventionist, a reader who takes responsibility, solidarity, and action to think and to write. Words may turn into the weapon of theory. Words may compose a text that turn into, or might turn into, a textile. The expression of Farocki's right hand, and of course I refer here to the Ausdruck der Hände, the expression of hands, Haroon's film from 1997, brilliantly elaborating on the grammatical dimension of hands as a speaking instrument, and it was also discussed today already. The expression of Farocki's hand intervenes, interferes, disturbs, challenges by words and images the seemingly seamless circuit of the invisible but visual and optical violence that the spectrum of the militarization of the image entails. Before I was traveling to Iran, was last year, Harun gave me a book, or Antti and Harun came over, and I was very grateful to receive travel literature, which was this book, The Evidence of Film, Abbas Kiarostami by Jean-Luc Nancy. I don't want to elaborate now on Kiarostami. It was an important book that I was reading then while I was there, which is elaborating around six films of Kiarostami from 1987 till 1999 around the notion of distance in relation to justice, and is plays with kind of the notion of evidence as a distancing kind of, as an instrument that gives both the measure of its spatial removal and the measure of its power. Something is seen distinctly from far away because it detaches itself. And a picture is also that which subtracts itself from a context and stands out. And well, then I was kind of looking around. Harun was kind of had birthday soon while I was there, and I was looking for a computer game from Iran. So this computer game, Breaking of Siege, is published by Tebian, the Iranian Institute for Culture and Information about Religious Affairs, and for the support of the introduction of Islamic culture and Islamic perspective through information technology. And I got this computer program because I was hoping and wanting to discuss with Harun the kind of the visual grammar, to look into this kind of the gamic space with regard to the portraying and the visualization of the figure of the enemy in this particular context. It is a computer game that relates to the Iran-Iraq war during 1980 and 1988, and some Iranian commanders are at a hotel in the center of Abadan in blockade of Iraq forces, waiting for the reception of maps for doing operation and breaking the siege of Abadan. Abadan, as you might know, is also known as the oil city of Iran. Also, it has a lot of cinemas. The Abadan is a kind of the nucleus of the British Petroleum Company and the Persian and Iranian oil company, and also informed a lot of cinema productions in the 50s and 60s. So, I mean, this was something that I hoped to discuss with, and we did not. It did not happen, and I wanted to understand and wanted to hear his perspective, whether there are differences in terms of the kind of the visual grammar in these, this perspective of computer game. So as you know, I mean, this I think was we also all really admired, and it also comes across in his lecture on the 25th of June in 2014. At the EKKM, there Harun had this fellowship, and he really deeply enjoyed to have this fellowship and have space to think and to also develop new ideas. So he was working around the concept of the frame, and was really in this, I mean, in this context here, interesting that he had given up, basically. I mean, not give up, this is really the wrong word, but the idea of the political within the cinematic space or the space of the image had been changed tremendously through his research into computer technologies and computer animation rules. While, as we all know, that the political paradigm of Jigarvatov Group, and this also what was taken then on by the militant filmmakers in 68 here in Berlin around Harun, the principle of montage, the juxtaposition of one image with the other one, the idea of the intellectual montage was the political, the politicization of cinema. And in this lecture, he says, in reference to Alexander Galloway, who is a theorist, who wrote this book, Gaming, Essays on Algorithmic Culture, that we have to rethink the entire idea of the political, that this kind of montage or this kind of position being outside does not exist anymore. Game space, and I'm not quoting here Harun, but something that is in reference now to Galloway, game space must be fully rendered, actionable space. The operator and player must be able to roam through the space at will, as it is never the case in film, where the camera angles and shots are all determined in advance. This gamic sense of active space makes montage superfluous and instead demands full freedom of movement. I would like now just to also, as a kind of like perspective, also in the context here of this conference and of the exhibition Labor and a Single Shot, I would like to end here with a short kind of a commentary on the notion of labor. And just a second. In the film critique, März 1975, I think it had been quoted here also sometimes, it's an issue on Arbeitsweltfilme, I think the translation is better than me at this moment, Arbeiten beim Fernsehen. He writes in a kind of slating review on the film Schneeglöckchen blühen im September by Christian Sievert from 1974. He writes, and I will quote him now in German. I think it doesn't make sense, I translate this. Der Gestus seiner Arbeit.
The gesture of the work of the worker is completely that of an alienated work, zestlessly, always on the safe side, always bureaucratic on the outside, and it's somehow botched. I mean, the same movement in which he somebody assigns a place to live, you select children at school, the movement of the bureaucratic terror, it's terrible that there are so rare people who understand the political element in the film language.
Of entanglement of the kind of reflection on the conditions of labor, the conditions of labor, the means of production, with regard to one's own practice as a filmmaker, but also I think that really relates to us, is something that I think is really the most important aspect from also, yeah, Harun's work, or for me, it's very important. And this is kind of now a reference to also the exhibition here. The profound entanglement between labor and the image has been the concern for Varocki since the beginning of his work as a filmmaker. In the words of the chairman, we can see the construction of the paper missile, another moment, on the reflection on the conditions of production as a revolutionary event. The figure of labor in Varocki's cinematic thinking is not just a subject to study. Labor constitutes our lives. We inhabit labor, we breathe it, we enact it, we sleep with it, we are staying with it 24 hours, 7 days a week. And thus, learning from Varocki, we must study ourselves through our means of production. In other words, Varocki's infinite flight with words and images teach us to analyze the operative mechanisms, the psychic consequences, capital's unconsciousness and affects that the militarization of the image has on us. And perhaps the project, and certainly the project Labor in a Single Shot, which we encounter here now in words and in images at the House of the World Cultures, suggests a space manifested in form of this conference and the exhibition that combines brilliantly the geopolitics and labor inside of the image time. Labor in a Single Shot addresses the geopolitics as it resides inside of labor today in a globalized world calling for precision and differentiation. This project, Labor in a Single Shot, folds labor geographies into the exhibition space, and in this space we have to navigate through, in which we have to act in, to move around, to compare, to think about our own position within the global network of labor conditions, and to analyze our own means of production and consumption. Perhaps this is what this project can do, to put us in action in order to become a partisan intellectual, a worker with images in words that make us understood in which ways we are implicated into the entanglement of technologies, geographies, capital, and labor through the image. Thank you.